Hi all, I'm going to read a book, Ikigai, and the chapter is Anti-Aging Secrets, Little Things That Add Up to a Long and Happy Life. Aging's escape velocity. For more than a century, we have managed to add an average of 0.3 years to our life expectancy every year. But what would happen if we had the technology to add a year of life expectancy every year? In theory, we would achieve biological immortality, having reached aging's escape velocity. Aging's escape velocity and the rabbit. Imagine a sign far off in the future with a number on it that represents the age of your death. Every year that you live, you advance closer to the sign. When you reach the sign, you die. Now imagine a rabbit holding the sign and walking to the future. Every year that you live, the rabbit is half a year as far away. After a while, you will reach the rabbit and die. But what if the rabbit could walk at a pace of 1 year for every year of your life? You would never be able to catch the rabbit and therefore you would never die. The speed at which the rabbit walks to the future is our technology. The more we advance technology and knowledge of our bodies, the faster we can make the rabbit walk. Aging's escape velocity is the moment at which the rabbit walks at a pace of 1 year per year or faster, and we become immortal. Researchers with an eye to the future, such as Ray Kurzweil and Aubrey de Grey, claim that we will reach this escape velocity in a matter of decades. Other scientists are less optimistic, predicting that we will reach a limit. A maximum age we won't be able to surpass, no matter how much technology we have. For example, some biologists assert that our cells stop regenerating after about 120 years. Active mind and youthful body. There is much wisdom in the classic saying, mens sana in corpore sano, a sound mind in a sound body. It reminds us that both mind and body are important and that the health of one is connected to that of the other. It has been shown that maintaining an active, adaptable mind is one of the key factors in staying young. Having a youthful mind also drives you towards a healthy lifestyle that will slow the aging process. Just as a lack of physical exercise has negative effects on our bodies and mood, a lack of mental exercise is bad for us because it causes our neurons and neural connection to deteriorate, and as a result, reduces our ability to react to our surroundings. This is why it's so important to give your brain a workout. One pioneer in advocating for mental exercise is the Israeli neuroscientist Shlomo Brenstein, who argues that the brain needs a lot of stimulation in order to stay in shape. As he stated in an interview with Eduard Punset for the Spanish television program Redis, there is a tension between what is good for someone and what they want to do. This is because people, especially older people, like to do things as they have always done them. The problem is that when the brain develops ingrained habits, it doesn't need to think anyone. So it doesn't need to think anymore. Things get done quickly and efficiently on automatic pilot, often in very advantageous way. This creates a tendency to stick to routines. And the only way of breaking these is to confront the brain with new information. Presented with new information, the brain creates new connection and is revitalized. This is why it is so important to expose yourself to change, even if stepping outside your comfort zone means feeling a bit of anxiety. The effect of mental training have been scientifically demonstrated. According to Collins Hemingway and Shlomo Brenny, in the book Maximum Brain Power, Challenging the Brain for Health and Wisdom, Mental training is beneficial on many levels. You begin exercising your brain by doing a certain task for the first time, he writes, and at first it seems very difficult. But as you learn how to do it, the training is already working. The second time you realize that it is easier, not harder, to do because you are getting better at it. This has fantastic effect on a person's mood. In and of itself, it is a transformation that affects not only the result obtained but also his or her self-image. This description of a mental workout might sound a bit formal, but simply interacting with others. Playing a game, for example, offers new stimuli and helps prevent the depression that can come with solitude. Our neurons start to age while we are still in our 20s. This process is slowed, however, by intellectual activities, curiosity and a desire to learn. Dealing with new situations, learning something new every day, playing games and interacting with other people seems to be essential anti-aging strategies for the mind. Furthermore, a more positive outlook in this regard will yield greater mental benefits.